Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a story that, while focusing on a specific cryptographic cipher, has profound implications for digital security across the board. We're talking about Microsoft's decision to finally retire default support for RC4.
It's a topic that sounds technical, but the ramifications are huge. RC4 has been a lingering vulnerability for a long time, a ghost in the machine, as our title suggests, and its retirement is a long overdue wake-up call for how we handle outdated technology.
Exactly. The digital world is full of these persistent systems and protocols that have outlived their usefulness, yet they stick around, creating massive security holes. RC4 is a prime example, a cipher that's been known to be flawed for decades but has continued to impact countless systems.
And the story of RC4 is fascinating because it wasn't born of malice, but of innovation. It was created by RSA Security back in 1987, named after Ron Rivest, one of its creators. It was designed to be a fast, flexible stream cipher, which was critical back then when computing power was limited.
That speed was its initial selling point. But here's where it gets concerning: it was initially developed as a proprietary trade secret. This meant it didn't undergo the kind of open, rigorous scrutiny that modern cryptographic standards benefit from.
And the cracks started showing really early. By 1994, just days after it became public knowledge through a leak, a researcher demonstrated a significant, practical attack against RC4. This wasn't a theoretical vulnerability, it showed its security was far weaker than believed.
Imagine finding a critical flaw in a bridge design after it's already built and carrying traffic. That's essentially what happened. Despite this immediate, profound revelation, RC4 didn't disappear. It persisted, becoming a staple in protocols like SSL and TLS for nearly another decade.
It's truly paradoxical. A cipher known to be compromised, a cryptographic liability, became a foundational element in systems designed to protect sensitive information. Its speed, once an advantage, became its downfall as its design flaws made it easy for attackers to exploit predictable patterns.
This brings us to the core problem, which is how deeply embedded RC4 became in critical enterprise systems. Especially with Microsoft's Active Directory, which launched around the year 2000.
Right, Active Directory is essentially the central nervous system for most Windows-based corporate networks. It manages users, permissions, and resources. And by making RC4 the default for securing its authentication processes, Microsoft embedded a known vulnerability right into the heart of enterprise security.
It's like building a fortress with a known weak point in the main gate and then relying on that gate for all access. This reliance opened the door to specific types of attacks, most notably Kerberosting.
Kerberosting is a really concerning attack. In simple terms, an attacker requests an authentication ticket for a service account they shouldn't have access to. Because RC4 is weak, it becomes easier for them to capture that ticket and then crack the service account's password offline using brute force.
And the outcome of a successful Kerberosting attack is significant. Attackers can impersonate legitimate users or gain elevated privileges, effectively turning the authentication system against itself. The risk of using a compromised cipher for security systems is profound.
The fact that RC4 lingered in protocols like SSL/TLS only compounded this issue, extending the attack surface and entrenching its presence across various forms of secure communication for years.
To really understand the gravity, we need to look at real-world consequences. The breach of the Ascension Health System is a prime, and frankly, devastating example.
The Ascension breach was catastrophic. We're talking about a massive healthcare provider experiencing life-threatening disruptions across 140 hospitals. Critical medical equipment, patient care, everything was thrown into disarray.
And on top of those operational failures, the personal and medical records of 5.6 million patients were exposed. This is a profound violation of privacy with potentially devastating long-term consequences for those individuals.
It's a stark illustration of how an obscure cryptographic failure can directly lead to a tangible human tragedy. It highlights the ethical and practical implications of using outdated, insecure technology, especially in a critical sector like healthcare.
The Ascension breach serves as a chilling case study. It showed that the vulnerabilities in RC4 weren't just theoretical concerns for academics, they were real, exploitable flaws with devastating human and operational costs.
And this very public, high-impact incident finally brought the issue to the attention of policymakers. In September, Senator Ron Wyden directly condemned Microsoft's prolonged support for RC4.
He didn't hold back, calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Microsoft for gross cybersecurity negligence. That's a serious accusation, implying a failure to act with sufficient urgency.
This kind of pressure from regulatory bodies, spurred by high-profile criticism, is a powerful catalyst for change. It forces companies to confront issues they might otherwise let fester.
When you look at the broader industry, most major tech vendors and the cybersecurity community had moved away from RC 4 years ago. They recognized its weaknesses and migrated to more robust standards like AES. Microsoft's continued default support was a significant outlier.
So, it took a combination of external pressure, public outcry, and undeniable consequences like the Ascension breach to finally create the impetus for Microsoft to address this known, persistent security flaw.
Now that Microsoft is finally deprecating RC4's default support, the next step is the migration to more secure standards, primarily AES. AES, the Advanced Encryption Standard, is a modern, robust, and widely vetted algorithm.
It's a significant security improvement, no doubt. But the technical challenges and organizational inertia that prevented an earlier migration are really important lessons here.
Absolutely. Systems have been built and configured with RC4 in mind for years. Upgrading Active Directory and related systems isn't a simple flip of a switch. It requires careful planning, extensive testing, and often, significant re-engineering.
Think about the sheer complexity of managing an enterprise network with thousands of devices. Each device has its own software dependencies. A change affecting core authentication mechanisms requires meticulous coordination across all of them.
And a single misstep, a single overlooked dependency, could lead to widespread outages, potentially rendering entire departments or organizations inoperable. That fear of disruption is precisely what allows these vulnerabilities to persist.
It creates this difficult balancing act for IT professionals, the urgent need to secure systems versus the imperative to keep business operations running smoothly. It's a constant tension.
This brings us to the broader implications for legacy systems across the entire technology landscape. The hacker holy grail aspect mentioned in the summary is crucial here.
Persistent vulnerabilities in foundational systems like Active Directory don't just sit dormant. They become prime targets for sophisticated attackers who can spend months, even years, probing for weaknesses. They know organizations are often slow to update.
The risk of disruption from an upgrade can be a significant deterrent to security improvements. Microsoft's decision to retire RC4 default support is a victory, but it's also a potent reminder of the ongoing battle against legacy code.
And this isn't just a Microsoft or Active Directory problem, it's a universal challenge. Think about the Internet of Things, where many devices are deployed and then essentially forgotten, running on outdated firmware.
Or consider older versions of operating systems still running on critical infrastructure that are no longer supported by vendors. The principles are the same: a known vulnerability, a tempting target, yet the cost or complexity of remediation is too high.
The RC4 story is a microcosm of a much larger, ongoing struggle. It shows that while technology advances rapidly, it often carries its past along for the ride. The decision to address RC4 is positive, but the work is far from over.
The next spectral presence, the next outdated protocol or cipher, is likely already lurking in the digital shadows. The key takeaway for everyone is the importance of vigilance, regular updates, and a proactive approach to security.
We can't afford to let the ghosts of technology past continue to haunt our digital present and future. This brings us nicely into the conclusion and summary of our discussion.
So, to wrap up, Microsoft's decision to deprecate RC4's default support is a significant moment for the entire digital ecosystem. For years, RC4 has been that spectral presence, a known vulnerability in the foundations of digital trust and authentication.
Its persistence, especially within Active Directory, highlights the immense challenges of managing and securing complex, evolving technological landscapes. We've seen how a cipher designed for speed decades ago, with critical flaws exposed early on, could continue to endanger systems.
The Ascension incident, with its life-threatening disruptions and massive data exposure, was a tragic but necessary wake-up call. It vividly illustrated the direct link between abstract cryptographic weaknesses and concrete, human-impacting crises.
And coupled with the sharp scrutiny from policymakers like Senator Wyden, this event finally created an undeniable imperative for change. It underscored that the cybersecurity community's long-standing warnings about RC4 could no longer be ignored.
The industry had largely moved on to more secure alternatives like AES, making Microsoft's continued reliance on RC4 an increasingly dangerous outlier. But the story doesn't end with RC4's deprecation.
The real challenge lies in the broader implications for legacy systems. The technical hurdles and organizational inertia that allowed RC4 to persist aren't unique to this cipher. They are endemic to the entire IT infrastructure.
The fear of breaking critical business processes, the cost of re-engineering, and the complexity of updating entrenched systems create powerful resistance to change. This fuels a perpetual arms race where attackers exploit these legacy vulnerabilities.
Ultimately, the RC4 saga is a powerful parable about technological debt. It's a testament to how yesterday's innovations can quickly become tomorrow's liabilities in the fast-paced tech world.
The critical takeaway for every organization is the absolute necessity of proactive security hygiene. This means not just implementing strong current defenses, but continuously auditing, updating, and retiring outdated systems and protocols.
We must move beyond a reactive stance, where we only address vulnerabilities after a catastrophic breach, and embrace a proactive strategy. Only by confronting the ghosts of technology past can we truly secure our digital present and build a more resilient future.
Now, let's break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities from this whole situation in our summary.
Starting with the RC4 cipher's persistence. Its initial design prioritized speed and flexibility, which made it attractive for early network protocols and systems like Microsoft's Active Directory. That was its strength.
But the challenge, and a massive one at that, was its fundamental design flaws. These were discovered early on, making it highly susceptible to various cryptographic attacks and rendering it insecure for modern use. That was its weakness.
Next, Microsoft Active Directory integration. The strength here was its widespread adoption. As a core component for enterprise network management, its integration meant RC4 was deeply embedded in critical authentication processes for millions of organizations.
The weakness, conversely, was that defaulting to RC4 for authentication created a significant, long-standing vulnerability. This enabled attacks like Kerberosting and exposed sensitive user and system data, which is a critical failure.
Moving on to the real-world impact, specifically the Ascension breach. The strength, if you can call it that, was that it highlighted the tangible, life-threatening consequences of using outdated security. It directly impacted patient care and exposed millions of sensitive health records.
The weakness, or rather the catastrophic outcome, was that it demonstrated how theoretical cryptographic weaknesses translate directly into operational failures and severe privacy violations, especially in critical sectors like healthcare. A truly devastating insight.
Then we have regulatory and public pressure. The strength here was the catalyst for change. High-profile criticism from figures like Senator Ron Wyden and potential FTC investigations acted as a powerful driver for Microsoft to finally address the RC4 issue.
The challenge, however, is that it indicates external pressure rather than proactive internal security prioritization was a key driver for Microsoft to deprecate RC4's default support. This suggests a reactive approach rather than a preventative one, which is a concern.
Finally, legacy system modernization. The strength and insight is that the shift to more robust standards like AES represents a significant security improvement and aligns with broader industry best practices. It's the right direction.
But the challenge, and it's a big one, is the difficulty of upgrading deeply integrated legacy systems. Fear of disruption and organizational inertia often delay necessary security updates, leaving systems vulnerable for far too long. This is the persistent hurdle.
And that covers all the key aspects of the RC4 situation. It really underscores the ongoing battle against technological debt in the cybersecurity world.
Absolutely. It's a story that will continue to resonate as we face similar challenges with other legacy systems. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Tech Talk.
Thanks for having me. It's been a crucial discussion.